I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back here on a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Everybody's out in London but us. And so we holding down the fort here, right here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. On the line now with us, the legendary voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen. Paul, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
What's going on down there, boys? Cajun Cannon.
All right,
what's going
Paul.
On with that Cajun Cannon?
Yeah, I'm coordinating and supervising with him the best I can.
Paul. Yeah, I don't know, Paul. I'm kind of discouraged at the start of the season. But we can't even play two quarters back to back offensively. We start out so poorly that we're having to play catch up, and we've had one good quarter out of 12. I mean, and think how spoiled we've been with Drew Brees. Come on.
Yeah, but Cannon, I mean, you got to be honest. The real dejection is that your favorite team, the Saints, are either London and or England bound, or they have arrived and you're not there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful scene. It's a Bobby Hebert kind of scene. And then you get all the Brits tripping out over the Cajuns, so that's a separate conversation. And the football
right,
game's kind of like secondary, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely miss that road trip. That's a road trip you want to go on, you know, to experience life.
Yeah.
And what's that?
But Cannon, this will be the third time I've gone. We went in 2013 and beat the Steelers at Wembley. Then I think 3 or 4 years ago, we went and to a place called Twickenham and beat the Browns. And then now we got this one. But, you know, when I heard Mike say that the Saints are going to be there markedly longer than us, that actually was a conversation at the facility earlier in the day with a coach about the advantages or disadvantages of going in on short time. So, I mean, we're going to get in there about, I'd say, 6, 7, or 8 Friday morning, and the head coach wants to treat it like an elongated road trip. We don't even have a bye next week. So this is going to be the first time of my three that I've done it this fast. It truly is a business trip.
Well, you know, Paul, though, the Saints will have no excuse with jet lag because they're going to be acclimated. They go straight from Charlotte to England. And I think they're doing this because this is what they've done in the past. Now, again, Drew Brees is the quarterback. They beat the Chargers in England, and I think it was at Wembley Stadium. And then they were able to shut out Jay Cutler and the Dolphins 20-0. So I just think, you know, since it worked in the past, that's why that's just the way we're going to do it. And I think the approach they're taking.
I watched the TV copy of the Charlotte game against Laviska Shenault and everything, and you know, it DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Onyemata to a certain extent, that there still are guys who are going to hit you. And they're going to make it a street fight, certainly under the rules, but that's how they play. I mean, I am low-key a massive DeMario Davis fan. And then when you got receivers like that, no matter who the quarterback is, depending on if Taysom the Trick is back in the mix, on the worldly stage, the Olaves and Thomases and Jeffersons and Thielens, those guys jump up, man. And it ain't like the Saints don't have talent.
Yeah, now, you know, Paul, when you look at the Vikings, I mean, boy, they come out the gate smoking, and the fans, boy, they're all ecstatic. I mean, you put a whooping on Green Bay, and I know they love that. Look at the NFC North getting off to a great start. And then what happened in Philly, and then the bottom line, they won the game against the Lions, but not necessarily, you know, having to play catch-up to come out on top. But what has been the formula or the case so far? Do you have the Vikings figured out after three games or what?
I mean, hey, Bobby, you would be able to answer that better than me, you know, even though this is my 21st year. And here's what I mean is, like I said on my radio show today, you know, there's the forest, then there are the trees. and the trees, clearly there are a lot of trees in the forest. Some are not fully grown. You know, some have problems, stuff like that. So those are the details. The forest is you're undefeated in the division, you're undefeated at home, and you beat the target at which to shoot, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. So that's the forest. Now, where you would know more about me, because I believe it's absolutely true, this is a redo here, but a redo with talent. But it's still okay. A redo, which means new offense, new defense, new special team. The whole thing is new, man. So that's like when Cousins gets going, you know, then it slows, then it goes. It's clearly, you know, with this coach and this staff, Bobby, we're playing a 3-4 here for the first time in 40 years. So that's how new it is. So I got to believe with this talent, once it gets going, it's going to look pretty good. But it ain't bad to correct from 2-1.
Yeah, Paul, when you look at 2-1,
that's strong.
Yeah, the Saints. No,
we'll take that in a heartbeat. Paul, one of the things, a little bit on the injury update on Dalvin Cook with him. Now, his backup, Alexander Mattison. Now, that was a guy the Saints really liked when he came out of college. The Saints really had targeted him, but the Vikings got him before the Saints were able to pick. So a little bit about the injury status with Dalvin Cook, and also how well Mattison has played when he's been given that opportunity.
Yeah, I ain't going to count Dalvin out until the team says he's out. And here's the reason why. Now, what happened yesterday I don't think is great. And the coach today said it's a day-to-day deal. But he hurt his shoulder, sternum, that area. I believe it was that last year. He got hurt badly last year on a Sunday. And there was, like, no chance he was going to play on a Thursday. And he played, and he had, like, 200. So that Florida kid is all about toughness. Now, with Mattison, of his 7 rushing touchdowns, Mike, 5 have come against the Detroit Lions. And it's been a weird situation where Dalvin, until yesterday, had missed 3 straight games against the Lions. And Mattison, when given the opportunity, has kind of torn it up. But, see, he doesn't have that jump cut, that twitch that Dalvin has.
Now, Paul, looking at obviously a fan favorite here, LSU Tiger, Justin Jefferson. Boy, you look at the first 2 games, I guess. You look at what he did last season, and no one's done it better in the conversation amongst the best, if not the best. But what was up with him only having 3 catches for 14 yards against the Lions?
I mean, it's after the game. The Lions said it, and the Vikings said it, that the double coverage on Jefferson was the entire game. Now, in the Philly game, you know, they kept their safeties back, Bobby, and they threatened double coverage, but their rush was so good they didn't really need it. So that took the kid off the game. But, you know, remember when I say redo with talent, this is a first-time head coach who's calling the plays, and he hasn't even called 200 in his career. So, you know, there are lessons that he's learning as he goes along. So, like I said, I ain't kidding you, Bobby. I mean, we got Danielle Hunter, speaking of LSU Tigers, standing up in a 3-4. He's standing up in a 3-4 for the first time in his NFL career. You got Jefferson getting doubled every single play in a completely new offense. And you got a coach who is just starting at age 37. That's why I stress the forest for the trees, man, is you beat Green Bay, you're undefeated in the division, you're undefeated at home, and you're finding a way to win most of your games. That is so big right now, because I'm going to tell you this, that Jefferson is not going to catch like 13 passes for 90 yards over 2 games very often. So you better beat this team now while you got that kid down.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we really appreciate it, and looking forward to your call this weekend.
Yeah, and have a good time.
You.
Don't get arrested, Paul. Don't get arrested.
Hey, Bobby, we ain't there long enough to get arrested. Damn. All right,
thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, bud.
I got you.
That was Paul Allen, a legendary voice of the Minnesota Vikings. We'll be back on the Saints Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.